It really is true. You can be, do, or have anything you want. Anything. But remember, it's also true that so long as you want something, you cannot have it.
Welcome to the Manifestation Matters podcast, dedicated to exploring the divine creative power that lives inside us all, and how you can use the spiritual science of manifestation to create the life of health, happiness, love, and abundance you deserve. I'm your host, Eric Wall Robinstein, and I'm glad you're here.
Harnessing the laws of creation to manifest the people, the experiences, and the circumstances you most desire. It's a simple and rather straightforward process. But I'll admit, it can, at times, be tricky too. And that's mostly because these simple and always functioning laws of creation, or if you prefer, laws of manifestation, they operate in ways that are oftentimes counter to so much of what we've been taught about getting what we want in life. They operate counter to the work hard and grind it out mentality that's been drilled into our heads since we were children. They operate counter to the notion that we must be worthy or deserving enough to receive what we want in life. And they operate counter even to the idea that it is your fervent desire that attracts things into your life. And no surprise that when we're operating from an understanding that is counter to the laws of creation, we'll more often than not end up working counter to our very own self-interest, which is, honestly, what keeps so many of us stuck. And this is precisely what is going on with the notion that we started this episode with. So long as you want something, you cannot have it. Now, I know, that sounds like a bunch of nonsensical fortune cookie doublespeak, but it really is the truth. And more important, understanding just why it is so and how to use this understanding to work for you instead of against you is the key to unlocking the magic in your life. So, let's take a look. Let's start by reminding ourselves of just how things are created in this world. It's all a result of consciousness, your consciousness. The fact is that it is you that is creating this now reality through the state of being that you are occupying. Something, by the way, that is true whether you'd care to admit it or not. Now, we've talked about this at length in other episodes, but by way of a reminder, your state of being is just a shorthand way to refer to the sum total of the thoughts and the beliefs and assumptions and expectations you have regarding what you believe to be true about yourself and your world. And it is this collection of thoughts, beliefs, assumptions, and expectations that is commanding your reality to manifest in the way that it is currently manifesting. For a deeper exploration of how all this works, you can check out episode 3 of the podcast. And this brings us to the ironic twist. You see, because your state of being is what is commanding creation, that means if you are currently occupying a state of being in which you do not have, let's say, a loving relationship, that means you're commanding the creation of a version of yourself who does not have a loving relationship. Because your state of being is one that does not have it. Simple, right? But here comes the twist. When you are filled with desire for a loving relationship, that's just another way of saying that you do not have a loving relationship. Because let's face it, we don't desire what we already have. I mean, when was the last time that you were consumed with desire for the car you already have sitting in your garage? Or when were you last filled with yearning for the job that you go to work at every day? Never, right? And again, that's because we don't desire what we already have. Which brings us to the important takeaway. Your desire for something is an indicator that you are currently occupying a state of being that lacks the very thing you want. And this is why the more you want something, the more you cannot have it. Or said differently, you don't get what you want, you get what you believe to be true. Now, I realize this may sound like bad news, but it's actually something that you can use to your advantage. I mean, just imagine how cool would it be to have an alarm or a warning light that would alert you whenever you were off track, when you were in danger of using your power of manifestation against yourself. Think of it like that little red warning light on the dashboard of your car, blinking away, desperately trying to tell you that you're low on oil. But in this case, it would alert you anytime you were busy creating life circumstances that you do not want. It would be amazing, right? Well, here's the good news. You do, in fact, have just such a warning light. It's called the feeling of desire. Remember, the feeling of desire indicates a state of being in which you do not have that which you desire. And that state of being is commanding the creation of a reality in which you do not have that which you desire. And so this feeling of desire, or wanting, or craving, or yearning, if you prefer, truly is a warning light. It's trying to tell us that we're inhabiting a state of being that is working in opposition to what we want. We just need to learn to listen to it. But it does leave us with something of a conundrum. Namely, how in the heck do we summon into our lives that which we want most without wanting it? Getting what we want without wanting what we want, it can seem like an impossible situation. But I promise you, it's not. Because remember, the key to you manifesting what you desire in life is your state of being. And more important, your state of being right now can be anything. It's not dependent upon where you are. It's not dependent on who you're with. It's not dependent upon how much money you have in the bank or your relationships or your education or anything at all. And that's because your state of being is created in your imagination. It's a mental construct that, yes, is often unduly influenced by our three-dimensional circumstances, but it need not be. And that's because we all have a God-given facility to imagine independent of circumstances. I mean, right now, you may be sitting on your couch or at your kitchen table or even in your car, but you can imagine yourself to be sitting on a beach in Bora Bora. Right now, you may have no money in the bank and a stack of bills on your desk 6 inches high, but you still can imagine your bank account brimming over with $1 million. The fact is, right now, you can imagine anything you want. And it is this independence of imagination that allows you to create any state of being that will serve you. And of course, I'm talking about a state of being that is marked by having instead of not having. One that is built on the perception of fulfillment rather than the perception of lack. And of course, one that fills you full of the feeling of fulfillment rather than the feeling of desire. For this is how you invite what you want to appear in your life to do just that. But there is one more thing. While it's true that your imagination is the key to managing your state of being, alone, it still isn't quite enough. And that's because your imaginal act, it must be, well, believed as real to have any significant impact. As we're reminded in the Bible, believe you have received it, and you shall have it. This means you must imagine, not just to imagine, you must imagine with this single-minded goal of affecting your state of being. We're trying to change the sum total of what you believe to be true about yourself and your world. And that means you must feel it to be true. You must feel the possession of the abundance. You must feel the presence of the loving relationship. You must feel the truth of the radiant health. This is why Neville Goddard would teach time and time again, the feeling is the secret. So the invitation becomes this. Remember, your desire is an indicator on your manifestation dashboard. A warning light alerting you in those moments when you are working against yourself and the life you want. And whenever it lights up, whether it's illuminated by a desire or a craving or a yearning, whatever it is, use your imagination to unplug from that state of being that does not have, and conjure a new state of being that does have. Whatever it is that you wish to invite into your life, whether it's a perfect partner, or health and vitality, or even a cool $1 million in the bank, assume it to be so, and believe that assumption as truth. Then sit back and watch the magic. For it really is true. Believe you have received it, and you shall have it. Well, that's all the time we have for today. And I hope you're walking away with a new and empowered way to use desire to work for your manifestations instead of against them. As usual, I'm including with this episode a special manifestation exercise. It's called It Is So. and it includes a fill-in-the-blank worksheet to help you use your warning light of desire to trigger positive thoughts and feelings of fulfillment and joy, all to help you invite your manifestations to appear in your life more quickly and easily than ever. You can get it over on my Patreon page at www.patreon.com/manifestationmatters. Thanks so much for being here, and as usual, a big, big thank you to all my patrons whose donations allow me to bring this podcast to you, including our newest patrons, Lisa Shane, Robert Lake, Monica Gonzalez, Joy Littleton, and Kyle McDaniel. Thank you all so much for making this possible. Oh, and one more thing. If you can do me a favor of helping to spread the word about the podcast, tell a friend, leave an honest review or a thumbs up. I'd be more grateful than you know. I'll see you in the next one.